Glory to God. We welcome you once again to this 5-minute podcast by Memphis Covenant Faith. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you as well as your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. In James 5 and verse 16, the Word of God says, "Pray one for another that you may be healed." When I pray for you, my healing also springs forth. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. And if you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, "Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this." Today is podcast 25, part 22. Of setting the standard of God's excellence in our lives. Last week, we focused on the precious Holy Spirit as the Spirit of grace. Zechariah 12 and verse 10 says, "And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the Spirit of grace and of supplications." Notice that in this verse that the precious Holy Spirit is not only the Spirit of grace, but He is the Spirit of supplication. Supplication is prayer. The precious Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of prayer. In Romans 8, verse 26 and 27, the Word of God says, "The Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to God." In the New Testament, in Hebrews 10, verse 29, we are warned by God to not to do despite unto the Spirit of grace, which means not to insult and outrage the Holy Spirit, who gives grace, the unmerited favor, and blessing of God. Also, Zechariah 4 and verse 6 is a very familiar passage which says, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel." saying, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Another translation says, "Your help will not come from your own strength and power." No, your help will come from my Spirit. Beloved in Jesus Christ, we are truly not alone. The precious Holy Spirit will help us in every area by giving us the special ability and endowment and power to perform and accomplish the work of the Lord. Jesus said in Acts 1 and verse 8 to the disciples and other believers before he ascended into heaven, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." The precious Holy Spirit, the Spirit of grace and prayer, gives us the power that we need to witness to others, to serve, and to love. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, "Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, might, ability, and strength." Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.